USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're awaiting the president's response to this. A report in the New York Times claiming that his deal to avert tariffs on Mexican imports consists largely of actions that the Mexican government had already agreed to. The New York Times says the Mexican government already promised to deploy its National Guard throughout Mexico with an emphasis on the southern border back in March during talks with then-Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen. The Times also reports the expansion of a program to allow asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while their legal cases are processed was reached in December. Former Vice President Joe Biden is still leading the pack of Democrats running for the White House. In a new Iowa poll, Biden comes out on top with 24%, Bernie Sanders next with 16%, Elizabeth Warren with 15%, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg with 14%. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Search and rescue teams working around the clock still to find a Texas police chief who fell off a fishing boat on Friday. KEMA Chief Chris Reed knocked overboard in Galveston Bay while fishing with his wife. Apparently another vessel's wake struck the Reed's boat, knocking the chief into the water. Back in KEMA, people are still holding out hope he'll be found alive.
He is an advocate for children and for justice, and he is a gentle giant and just one of those men that would give you the shirt off their back, the money out of his pocket.
He's one of those guys that would go out of his way to help just about anybody.
They were speaking to KPRC-TV. Meanwhile, a search continues in the Mediterranean for a cruise ship passenger who went overboard early yesterday morning, local time. Security cameras showing the passenger falling from the Norwegian Epic. And an Arizona wildfire still burning northeast of Phoenix, the mountain fire charring nearly 7,500 acres in the Tonto National Forest. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
19 Democratic presidential candidates are in Iowa today for one of the biggest events of the election season so far, Iowa's Hall of Fame dinner tonight in Cedar Rapids, where over 1,000 Democrats and dozens of media members will pack into a ballroom to compare the candidates. Frontrunner Joe Biden, the only one skipping the event. We told you earlier in the newscast, a new poll finds the former VP the favorite in Iowa with 24% of the support. Next up is Bernie Sanders with 16. The Iranian government says there must be cooperation from the European Union or else there will be consequences. A Reuters report saying the Iranians want Europe to abandon sanctions and to restore normalized trade. The report cites Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as saying that if European member states don't normalize ties with Iran, then Iran will, quote, halt our commitments or take action in accordance with the European Union's punitive policies towards Iran. Sanctions do remain in place against Iran by Europe and the U.S. in efforts to discourage the Islamic Republic from pursuing its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. And actor Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger, the daughter of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, are married. Reports are the two got hitched yesterday at a beautiful ranch in Montecito, California, surrounded by family and friends. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.